saying, come and see. And so, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who's free and who's blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. Stand up at the terror in his sin and in his son. Will you partake of that last offer cup or disappear into the potter's ground?
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us live tonight on WWCR 5070, and we greet you around the radio outreach, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. This is the ninth day of the month of October, and we're moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, in time. We're going to be in fellowship we're going to be in Bryson City, North Carolina, on the 16th, we're going to start the service on the night of the 16th, which will begin the 17th day, which is, by the way, the full moon. And we're transmitting tonight on the transmitting jewel. Matter of fact, WWCR has 4 100 kW state-of-the-art transmitters that goes around the world on 9 different WWCR channels. So we're glad to have you aboard. Stay tuned tonight, part 2 of the 8th day cycle. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion to you right now for you to get your pen and paper, get your Bible, if you can keep up. I'm going to write a fast verse. I've got a lot of scriptures. But this may be, perhaps, if you are a serious student of the Bible and you really want to know what time it is, then this 8th day revelation proven to you, I believe, beyond a reasonable doubt. The Bible says to search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. Now, we've got people that worship the 7th day, and we've got people that worship on Sunday, which is the first day of the week. But they never bring to you the scriptures like I'm going to tonight to prove that the correct time of Sabbaths and festivals was kept only, exclusively, on the 8th day. Now, you haven't heard anything about it. The Gregorian calendar does not cover the 8th day. But the Bible does, and that's what we're wanting to go by. Are you going to stand before Him in that day? And as in says in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25, and this is the Antichrist message. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be a Christian and still have an Antichrist message. Because if you play any part in the deception of the Antichrist, you have invoked or you have encountered or you have taken on his very spirit. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. Now, let me show you what they are. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you just turn over there and read that for yourself and see what this great Antichrist spirit. Remember, the Bible said there's many Antichrists. And this is speaking of that Antichrist spirit. They shall speak great words against the Most High. And they will wear out the saints. That's the righteous ones that's trying to tell you the truth that the world don't appreciate. And they will think, here's the key to the whole puzzle of the mystery. We're going to reveal a formula, a mysterious formula, an unheard of, an unused largely. Some people are using it. We ourselves have been using it for quite a while. But there's a lot of people, I'm talking about the basic fundamental Christian today doesn't know anything about what I'm going to teach on tonight. So then, if you're a Bible student, you've come out of Babylon. Now, this is the message to bring you out of Babylon. They shall think to change times and laws, and shall be given unto his hand. In other words, this spirit of casting the truth to the ground will practice and prosper until the Father has deemed enough and will pronounce a judgment upon the Antichrist spirit that's waging war against the truth of the apostolic teaching. So I want you to mark Daniel 7:25. He shall think to change, and he's done it. Now, who was this? Well, we've had a history that will tell you that the mainline body of Christian church, I'm going back to the 3rd or 4th century, back perhaps even before that, but we'll start and pick it up in the 3rd or 4th century, where they fought to change the times and the laws, and actually they did that, and they changed the name of the true creator into a god, the principal Greek, Roman, Latin sky god, Zeus. And the word Jesus is Spanish for Jesus. I want you to think about that. Folks, we are in perilous times. If you don't think we're in the last days, you better open up your eyes. The wage of the sea roaring, the love of many waxing cold. Today you can't trust your government, you can't trust your neighbor down the street. And so then we're losing trust in the morals, and the character of this whole nation is becoming rotten to the central core of evil, which has now risen its ugly head to take over and rule the world with a rod of iron. Now, some of this is by deception, and we're going to give you the cure for deception. Would you think it's important to keep the sacred appointments? Let me show you something here. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 18. Also, day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. Now, also, day by day, we're talking about the festival of the solemn assembly according to the ordinance. He read in the book of the law of God, they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly. Now, you see, the calendar don't include an eighth day, so you're going to have to change calendars and actually change your way of thinking about times and seasons. And we're in the teaching revelation. This may be, perhaps, the most important information message that you have ever encountered outside of the true name of the Creator. This is second only to the name of the Creator, the true, unadulterated, holy, magnificent, magnanimous, great, powerful, almighty name of the King, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. If you know what I'm talking about tonight in that respect, then please open up your spiritual ears. This message is for those specifically to whom the law is written to form about the law sheep of the house of Israel. And from day to day, from the first day. Now, when was the first day reckoned? Well, we give you the formula last Sunday night in the eight-day cycle. This is part two. This part here is going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the eighth day was the day that they kept a sacred Sabbath and also began their sacred festival feast, where the world and the people of the world and a lot of the lost, dumb sheep called Israelites, and some of them thinking that they're right, some of them that think that would even kill you, they'll murder you spiritually with their tongue, or they would cause physical harm stick them up on you if they had a chance to stop their ears up from hearing this revelation. Now, let me give you something real good here. And he reads in the book of the law day by day from the first day until the last day that they made a feast for 7 days. So you start the first day of the festival. Remember, it always starts without or with no exception. It always begins on the 14th day at the going down of the sun, both festivals, Passover and Tabernacles. And we're coming into Tabernacles in Bryson City, North Carolina, on the 15th day of the month on the Hebrew calendar, not the Jewish calendar, or the Roman, a Greek calendar, which mentions not a word about the eighth day. Now, why would Pastor Buddy give you something contrary to what you believe? Well, I didn't come to stroke you or to pet you or to feed you candy or cover up the truth. I come to reveal it to you in the last day. I have been sent. And somebody say, are you the last day prophet? No, I'm not. I have never said that. And don't accuse me of saying I'm the last day prophet. Others claim that distinction. I don't claim that. I'm one of the many of Yahweh's chosen to sing the praises of his truth and to show people their sins and tell them to repent and turn from their sins and receive baptism for the, they say, well, what do I have to turn from? Sin. Well, I'm just as good as you are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, the Bible speaks about the harlots and the vile sinners that changed their way and took the scriptures and obeyed them that will make it in, and these people that have never done no wrong are going to be thrust out of the kingdom. You better not get caught worshiping on a false day. Now, let me show you something real important. Did you know that according to, now I'm going to give you the scriptures according to, the times that Abraham was given to worship, in 17:2 of the book of Genesis, he was told to go out and worship and to circumcise all of his children and all of the males that were in his family on the eighth day. I'll repeat that. He specifically told them to circumcise on a specific directed day, not by Abraham. Abraham didn't choose this day. Because in Genesis 17:2, Yahweh specifically directed Abraham to circumcise the newborn males on the eighth day. Now, why the eighth day? Well, that's a mystery for man to figure out. You know, the Bible says that he hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and these people, they can devise mathematical formulas of complexity and give you a law that they have directed to live by. Now, Yahweh himself directed Abraham to circumcise on the eighth day. Now, where in the world is there a calendar hanging on a Christian wall that will tell you about the eighth day?
Well, Pastor Buddy, I just picked up one down at the bank, and they gave it to me. It's free, and I didn't have to buy it.
You better buy the truth, and you better sell it not. And you better shun the evil and choose the good. And the good is in the Word, and the Word is being neglected by tradition and irresponsible people that fail to proclaim the truth as they cast the truth of the times and the seasons and the laws of Yahweh to the ground. Now let me show you. 1935. This is a very interesting article. If you'd like to have it, just write Pastor Buddy. I'll send it to you. Professor H. Dam proposed the name Vitamin K for the factor in foods that help prevent hemorrhaging in baby chicks. What his profession was, to try to develop a vitamin, and he came up with vitamin K, and it helped prevent hemorrhaging in baby chicks. We now know that vitamin K is responsible for the production by the liver of the element known as a prothrombin. In vitamin K, if it is deficient, there will be a prothrombin deficiency and hemorrhaging will occur. Oddly, it is only on the 5th through the 7th days of the newborn male's life that vitamin K, produced by bacteria of the intestinal tract, is present in adequate quantities. Well, let me show you something here. It starts around the 7th day, which actually on the formula that we devised, the 8th day formula, is a workday, the last workday before your 8th day Sabbath. Now listen to this now. This is proven scientifically. Vitamin K causes the blood to clot. Now, this is important in any surgical procedure. Holden McIntosh, in their classic work, Hope, observed that a newborn infant has a peculiar susceptibility to bleeding between the 2nd and 5th days of his life. Hemorrhages at this time, though often inconsequential, are sometimes extensive and may produce serious damage to internal organs, especially to the brain, and cause death from shock. Obviously, then, if vitamin K is not produced in sufficient quantities until days 5 through 7, it would be wise to postpone any surgery until sometime after that. But why did our Creator specify day 8 for this surgery to be done? On the 8th day, the amount of prothrombin present actually is elevated above 100% of normal. I want to give that to you again. On the 8th day, remember, it starts building on the 5th day, the 6th day, and the 7th day. There is noticeable traces of vitamin K, which will result in the blood clotting quicker. But on the 8th day, scientific research, ladies and gentlemen, right from my article, on the 8th day, the day that God proclaimed to Abraham and to all of Israel to circumcise their males on the 8th day, there was an elevated amount of prothrombin of 100% of normal. And it is the only day in the male's life in which this will be the case under normal conditions. If surgery is to be performed, the 8th day is perfect to do it, when vitamin K and prothrombin levels are at their peak. Now, that's a chart to display the scientific evidence, and this has been tested repeatedly, and only the Creator knew that the 8th day would be the greatest day in the child's life, and He commanded these children to be circumcised on the 8th day. Now, remember, it says that the Sabbath should be kept on the 8th day. Listen to this now, Exodus 22:30. Do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days after they're born. Well, if it was on the Sabbath that they were to come and present their firstborn, that's when it was, ladies and gentlemen, I can prove in over 80 scriptures that the Sabbath day was the day that they were to come and offer up their first fruits and their first sons, and I'll prove that to you. It was the 8th day. Remember, every male that opened the womb in Israel had to be circumcised, not on the 7th day, proving to you that the Sabbath was not on the 7th day, but on the 8th day. Let your cattle and your sheep, let them stay with their mother for 7 days, but let them be given to me on the 8th day. Oh my. Listen to this. On the Book of Leviticus, chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. On the 8th day, Moses summoned Aaron. They had an 8-day calendar, ladies and gentlemen, that is not being used and observed by the Christians or the Jews, who are liars. And most of the Christians are deceived by the lies of those who tell lies. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been turned into a circus. Instead of being circumcised correctly and worshiping on the Sabbath day, which is the eighth day, not the seventh, we've been turned into form and fashion and sound and brass and tinkling cymbal by these filthy lucre preachers that will not preach the truth and bring you the revelation of the eighth day. Leviticus 12 and 3, on the eighth day, the boy is to be circumcised. Leviticus 14 and 10, on the eighth day, he must bring two male lambs and one ewe, and without defect, along with three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, and one log of oil, that's on the eighth day.
Well, I don't have an eighth day calendar, Pastor Buddy. I certainly don't know what you're talking about. You just go too fast, and I just can't keep up. And I just have to go on over there and trust them preachers, glory to God. They've been reading the Bible for so long, and they seem right.
Yep. The world has come in to a form and a fashion, denying the commandments, Leviticus 14:23, on the eighth day, he must bring them for his cleansing to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting before Yahweh. Leviticus 15:14, on the eighth day, he must take two doves or young pigeons and come before Yahweh. Where did God will meet his people? On the eighth day Sabbath, or the eighth day worship, and on the eighth day of the festival. It starts on the eighth day. And every day is a continuation turnover of 8 days through the month till the 29th day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simple mathematics, and a child, a fool, the wayfaring man could hear this described and programmed and diagrammed on a board. If you were in my presence and if you'll come to the Tabernacle Festival, I've said you'll hear things that have been kept secret. This is one of the secret things that I'm revealing tonight on national radio around the world on WWCR. This is the truth. Leviticus 15:29 on the eighth day. Listen to this. Leviticus chapter 22, verse 27, when a calf or a goat is born, it is to remain with its mother 7 days, and the eighth day it will be acceptable as an offering made to Yahweh by fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get in the tent of the door. You better stand in the way and ask for the old path and get you an eight-day calendar mathematical a formula for your correct worship days, or you're going to go to hell with them that forget his Sabbath and his laws, and you're going to become guilty of being deceived by those that change the times and the laws specifically to deceive the very elect. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36. Listen as I read to you. For 7 days, present offerings made to Yahweh by fire, and on the eighth day hold a sacred assembly. Have you ever held an eight-day sacred assembly?
Well, no, Pastor Buddy, it's just 7 days on my calendar. Glory to God.
And I'm being a bit facetious here for the average dumb Christian that don't know his way through the Scriptures. How can it? Some man got me, said the old eunuch up in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And then we turn to these filthy lucre preachers that are prospering, flying across the United States and for the world, that matter, in the luxury aircraft where I have to take my old shit in and bang along the pothole roads, trying to preach the truth to the few and not the many. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 39. So beginning, this is Leviticus 23:39. Mark it in your Bible now. So beginning with the 15th day. Now I want to ask you, when is the 15th day? Remember last Sunday night, I gave you the formula of Exodus chapter 12, and I gave you the formula of Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2 revealed. This is the secret formula of the 8-day cycle worship, to worship him on the 8th day. Now, they begin on the 15th day. Well, if you start with a new moon, keep the new moon holy, as it says in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 5, turn there and look. When will the new moon be gone? Well, people in this worship from a Gregorian and the Jewish calendar don't even worry about the new moon. It doesn't have anything to do with setting their days. So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered crops in the land, celebrate the festival of Yahweh for 7 days. The first day is the day of rest, and the eighth day, that's the final day of the festival, is also a day of rest. So day one, which is 15, and day, the next 8 days, now get it real good. Day 22 is your final day of rest. No servile work, no laboring. It's a day of rest, the eighth day. If you've got an eight-day calendar, I'm challenging you to write Pastor Buddy for an eight-day calendar. I've got one. And I'll gladly send you a copy of my eight-day cycle calendar that it goes through until the next new year begins. And that's next April after the equinox, of the spring equinox, when the equinox begins, always in March, 21st or 22nd, depending on the leap year. This is a formula devised by the Creator that man cannot corrupt. But the Gregorian and the Jewish calendars have been corrupted repeatedly over the years, and history will confirm what Pastor Buddy's saying. So if you want the truth, get in the truth, and what will the truth do? Well, it'll make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, let me show you how that you've got to cleanse. On the eighth day, you must bring them for his cleansing to the priest at the entrance of the tent meeting door, that Yahweh said, I will meet you there on the appointed times. Are you in the appropriate time? Or are you going to church on Sunday, S-U-N-day, worshiping of the Son, Catholic Church orchestrated and brought forth a formulation for the Pope who caused all to receive a mark or a number and a change of times. And then the Protestant Church, who come out of the whore church, came out with the same ideology and doctrine. With the same name that the whore promoted in the 3rd century, they've been using it ever since, and they swear by it, and they will die in their sins if they don't repent and get baptized on the festivals of the correct number, the Sabbaths. Let me show you something real interesting here that would really show you something real important. Numbers chapter 6, verse 10. Then on the eighth day, Numbers chapter 7:54, on the eighth day, brought their offerings. That's the Sabbath day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to prove it to you. You must get this message, because I know I'm riding a fast horse and I'm using many scriptures to tell you about what's going on here. But you owe it to yourself and to your family as the head of the household to follow the formula and come out of Babylon, which is commanded to you, which will be a sacrifice on your part, and you might have to give up grandma and grandpa, dad, mommy, brother and sister, mother, boyfriend or husband, wife, or your children to keep this eighth day command and to keep it holy. It's a sacrifice. Now listen to me. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 32. Listen to me well. And Solomon instituted a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the festival held in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. This he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves he had made. And at Bethel, he also installed priests to change the times, to keep it in the 8th month rather than the 7th month on the 8th day. Remember, he kept it on the 8th day because he kept it on the 15th day. And every 8 days, there is a complete revolution cycle. 8 is a new beginning, not 7. 7 completes the cycle, and 7 is a work day in the formula that Yahweh used, not a Sabbath day. So they got you worshiping on a false day, when Yahweh had his formulation, and they cast it to the ground, ladies and gentlemen, and changed times and laws. Listen to this now. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. On the eighth day they held an assembly. On the eighth day they held an assembly. And who in the world, around the world, the thieves, a holy assembly on the eighth day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better get in the eight-day cycle, unless you're going to be cycled into hell with all nations that forget him and say that you love him. Oh, yeah, you sing the praises. You shout. You run and shunda and hallelujah and swing on the rafters and play well on an instrument. And your preachers are so good looking and they are so proper and they have a DD from some dumb assembly organization that cast the truth to the ground and denied the 8 day. You see, this will bring you out of Babylon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the only formula that can get you out. You want to get out? You want the true day? Sacrifice. I'm not giving you no wings of ease to fly out and light upon the branch and become, a new fellow shepherd so that you can spread your wings and crow about it. This will humble you. And this will change you. This will turn you from the world into the correct times of the eighth day sacred assembly worship. They held an eighth day assembly, and they celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the festival for 7 days, and on the eighth day, they held a sacred assembly. 7 days? All right, new moon? We don't worship the new moon, Pastor Buddy. Now, you know, but God threw that out in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. He said that the new moons was a stinking in his nostrils and the Sabbath day. He didn't say that. You know, if you'll stop and read what it says in Isaiah chapter 1, you'll find out just exactly what it says. I detest your new moons and your Sabbaths. I just gave you an example up there where they changed the times and laws. Even Israel changed them. Well, you know, if Israel dare change Yahweh's times and laws, and they got punished for it, by the way. But in 2 Chronicles, read with me, if you will, chapter 29, verse 17. And they begin the consecration on the first day of the month. That's the new moon, ladies and gentlemen. They were getting ready to restore the covenant consecrated temple of Yahweh to worship him in his appointed times. All right, now listen again. They begin the consecration on the first day of the month. That's the new moon. Now, when the new moon ended, they worked 6 days, and by the eighth day of the month, they reached the entrance of the house of Yahweh. And for 8 more days, they consecrated the temple of Yahweh itself, finishing on the 16th day of the first month. Now, are you getting the message? Finishing on the 16th day. 2 8s. 2 sacred cycles, beginning on the first day, kept the first consecration on the 8th day, went another day, and kept the next one on the full moon, which is the next 8th day in the cycle. And so, ladies and gentlemen, is it any mystery at all what day that the true Israelites kept the Sabbath? This is going to change your way. This is going to bring you out of the Seventh-day Adventists. They're as lost as a ball in high weeds. They don't a bit more. They're taking the tradition of the Jews, claiming that Saturn Day on a calendar that was devised by Gregorian authorship, Pope Gregory the 13th, and many more before him, and a few after him, they changed certain days. Ladies and gentlemen, he don't change. His renewal cycle changes once a month. The new moon begins the next cycle. Listen to me well here as we go forth and we describe to you in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verse 27. At the end of these days, from the eighth day on, the priests are to present your burnt offerings and fellowships on the altar. It took the eighth day consecration, sanctification, to begin the righteous restoration of the lost sheep as they had wandered away and fail to keep his Sabbaths and his commandments. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, what's that got to do with the eighth day? Well, I'm going to give you two scriptures, and I especially want you to write them down and refer back to the scriptures that I have given you starting in Genesis 17 and 2. Luke 1:59. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in the knowledge of the eighth day? Are you in the knowledge of the eighth day? And here it goes. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. Now, who are we talking about here? In Luke 1:59. Of course, we're talking about John. On the eighth day, who came to circumcise? The priest. When did Yahweh tell them to circumcise the child? On the eighth day. And so the eighth day became a standard day of worship, and it was known as the Sabbath day. And I'm going to prove that to you. Now, underneath Luke 1:59, I want you to write down these two scriptures. John chapter 7, verse 23 and 24. Now, on this scripture, Luke 1:59, on the eighth day, they came to circumcise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Christ, our Father, our Messiah, our Savior, our Mighty One, He Himself was healing on the eighth day. Oh, just like the blood being clotted 100% full on the eighth day, the time to circumcise the child, it was on the Sabbath day. And I'm going to prove this to you beyond any shadow of doubt. So then you'll have no excuse from here on out listening to Pastor Buddy. And you say the world's in bad shape? No, you're in bad shape. If you don't know the true times to worship, and if you don't know the right day to keep the Sabbath, you are the one in bad shape. You don't have to worry about what's going on in the world and afraid to take some kind of a mark or some kind of a chip in your brain. You better get your brain washed out in righteousness and repentance through baptism in the great, magnificent, and the magnanimous, glorious, powerful name, the only name that's got salvation. I'm not offering you two or three names. Only one name. You're not going to be confused by Pastor Buddy's message because you're going to have to get it straight. It's on the eighth day that you keep the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is always on 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 in your month. And these are the channel gates of the moon cycles according to Ezekiel chapter 46 and 1. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. Christ was healing in John 7:23. He was healing, and the Jews were circumcising on this same Sabbath day. It must have been the eighth day, ladies and gentlemen, because you know that the Messiah is not going to break Yahweh's commandment, and these Jews were still keeping the eighth day according to the lunar calendar. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise it. What day is it? They tell you right in John 7:23 and 24. And you on the Sabbath day circumcise these children, and I heal. Now, which one's the difference? What's the difference between the two? You call that work? You call what I do healing work? And yet you circumcise on the eighth day, which is a Sabbath day? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I still just don't understand. I mean, it's all, you know, I mean, I just don't get the message. I've had people call me up and I show it to them and they still don't get it. You know why? Because they've been dumbed down. Tradition has dumbed and numbed the minds of the spiritual ability of those to see. The Bible says that they have eyes to see, but they cannot see. They have ears to hear and they cannot hear. I want you to hear this message. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, would I preach this strict, compelling, life-altering message just to get persecuted and receive very little thanks have people to call me up and thank me for the messages. And it makes me feel so good. I'm lonely. I need help. I need encouragement. I need people to call me and say, Pastor Buddy, sick 'em. Don't sell out for filthy lucre. We can trust you. You read the Bible. You stand behind the Word. And you bring things that's never been brought on the radio. And I appreciate that. I really do. It encourages my heart. You don't know how much it helps me to make it worthwhile because of all the abuse and the resentment and the rejection and the persecution that I receive at the hands of those that don't believe versus the few that do to take time to bother to call me up. You think that you're going to waste my time? My time is your time, and my time belongs to Yahweh. And I clock in 7 days a week on the Gregorian calendar and 8 days on Yahweh's. So you can always find me worshiping on the 8th day, irregardless of the time of the month. 1, 8, 15, 22, or 29 is always the 8th day. New beginning. And if you was to just call me up and say thank me, write me a letter or send me a card, your support is tremendously appreciated. In the bottom of my heart, I sound like a hard preacher. I'm the most tender-hearted man you've ever met. I can't even kill a bird. Breaks my heart. I weep at the slightest thing that brings emotion to my heart. I'm a tender-hearted man. I'm just like Moses. It really bothers me to see Yahweh's people out there so blind and ignorant. And so then when I begin to preach, the boldness of the Creator comes upon me, and I can't help myself. I tell the truth, if it hired up the devil and put a kink in his back, he'd walk under the door, settle through it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's going to take. Men that will have backbones like a saw log and stand up, and if they have to drink branch water and eat cornbread to survive, so be it. On the 8th day, when it was time to circumcise the child, you better listen to me tonight. I give you the key formulation of the true Sabbath. If you can see it, praise the Father. If you can't, I feel so sad that I have failed to bring the simplicity of this mathematical cycle formula that was created and came out of the mind of the Creator. And he said, my ways are not your ways, as heaven is higher than theirs, so are my ways higher than yours. And he said, come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean. See, the unclean is these unclean days that's been declared as Sabbaths or as days of worship, and they're not. Now, two more scriptures before I close tonight on the 8th day. This is part 2. We're going to go part 3. Coming up next Sunday night, you don't want to miss the 3-part series that Pastor Buddy's got on the 8th day revelation cycle of the true symbol. These are things that's been kept secret for over 2,000 years. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 21. You ever read about a man named Jesus in your Bible, the King James? Well, did you know that on the 8th day he was circumcised? It's right in your Bible. And it was the Sabbath day. And it came time that the child was to be presented on the 8th day. And Joseph and Mary brought the Messiah, the Creator, the God of this earth, the God of the whole universe. This is the embodiment of God in the flesh. Yahweh became a flesh man, and on the 8th day he kept his own law by coming to the tabernacle on the Sabbath day, which was the 8th day, and they circumcised him on the 8th day. You better wake up. The formula that I've got for you on a free calendar, it won't cost you a dime to get this calendar. You say, well, I just can't keep it. I can't work at General Motors. Honey, I make $25 an hour. You think I'd give that up? You're crazy as a... You're loony, Pastor Buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, you could gain the whole world by breaking these commandments, and in the end, it would profit you nothing. Would you sell your soul for a piece of bread? Or for a pretty woman? Or for a children? or for a husband, or for a wife, or for a mother or daddy, or for just the tradition of not being thrown out of your church. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to come out from among these people that you've worshiped with for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The truth now in the end time is beginning to shine through the prophets that are bringing the revelation of the truth in the last day. This is just one of the many truths that Pastor Buddy exclusively, I'm the only one that brings some of these revelations. Just like your Messiah was not a Jew. $5,000 reward for anybody can prove he was. Ladies and gentlemen, there is more deception in the world. Christ came through the birthright tribe. Otherwise, he's broke his own law, and he certainly didn't break the eighth-day law of circumcision. On the Sabbath, he kept it holy, and he's also kept the inheritance law holy. He came from the birthright tribe. And I'll stake my life on what I'm saying here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to stay out of heaven. I want to go. And if he was to kill me, you'd be doing me a favor. You'd be putting me out of my misery having to preach here and have to weary with so many unbelievers and unbelief that I could get my reward. It's laid up for them that love and serve him. But I'm going to preach you according to his word until the day I'm taken up. And if it's sooner, glory. For to die is gain. But if I remain, to live is Christ. And I'm going to preach you the truth where it hardly lifts the devil and puts a kink in his back, or whether it makes you my enemy. I'm going to tell you the truth. And in that day, when I stand as a witness, I forgot I heard Pastor Buddy preach that, and I just turned the radio off, and he was cutting into my heart. I didn't want to listen to him. It really made a change, and I didn't want to change at that time. And I forgot about listening. Yes, Yahweh. Yeah, I remember listening to him, but I didn't take him serious. He sounded like a roving maniac, a rambling maniac, a man like the Apostle Paul. Paul, you are mad, and you're beside yourself. If you turn to the book of Acts. Remember I quoted you, Genesis 17:2? Well, turn over and look at the book of Acts 17:2 and see what that says. It says that Paul preached to them for 3 Sabbath days. And you think he was there for 21 days worshiping on a 7-day cycle. He was there waiting for the moon to change that was dark for 3 days. He's waiting on it to change to go back to work and to preach and to move on. Waiting for the eighth day. He was there on the new moon Sabbath. 3 days it stayed dark. And he worked there among them preaching the gospel on a Sabbath. 3 Sabbath days in concession. And let me show you something here in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 1. The Messiah is again presented here, him and his disciples, for 2 days that they were worshiping on a lunar new moon. 2 continuous days of dark moon, waiting for the moon to change, Luke chapter 6, verse 1. Everybody thinks he's there for 2 Saturdays. Ladies and gentlemen, how deceived we have become by those cunning, crafting liars that tried to change the 8th day into the 7th day and to get you out of sync and synchronization of the true times to worship the Father. Now, let me give you the last scripture concerning what I've got to give you here tonight. Philippians chapter 4, 5, and 6. Paul revealed that he was of the tribe of Israel, not a Jew. Everybody thinks Paul was a Jew. Paul was not a Jew. Just like the Messiah was not a Jew, neither was Paul. Well, for that matter, neither was Peter or James or John. They were all Galileans. And Paul reveals to us here that he's of the tribe of Benjamin. Not out of the tribe of Judah, ladies and gentlemen, as most people call Paul a Jew. Oh, he was trained in the Jewish religion, that's right. But he repented of that. And you better repent, too, if you're caught up in the Sabbath-day worship. You ignorant people that worship the seventh day don't know nothing about the eighth day. You should come to my classes, and you ought to line up and volunteer to go through the paddling line and let me paddle your behinds for believing a lie so long and being led in darkness by the sly, cunning craftiness. And I guarantee you, I'd drill 8 holes in my paddle and I'd make 8 little rises on your rear end so that when you sat down, you would think about the 8th day because you'd have to break 8 blisters to sit down on. You know why? I'd rather be beat with rods and sticks and stoned and go to heaven than to have all the praise and the honor of all these established houses of Baal that have changed the terms and laws and go to hell with them and forget and won't acknowledge the 8th day. Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. Circumcised on the 8th day. And wasn't that the day that the Messiah and John were circumcised? Why did they circumcise on the 8th day? It was scientifically and spiritually a time that Yahweh himself knew would be the correct time, and it was always on the Sabbath. John 7, 23 and 24. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray for your understanding. My heart goes out to you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach so hard and demand so much in such a short time. The time is short. If you are worried about your gold reserves or your bank account or a chip somewhere that some man has got for you, you better worry about the rod of correction that the Almighty has got laid up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31, you're going to stand before him and you're going to give an account. You're going to the left or the right. And if you haven't kept the 8th day, you haven't kept the day that the Father set aside for you to come before him. And listen to the scripture. The Sabbath of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 12 and verse 20. Read those two scriptures after I go on tonight. After you call me, I need your support. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am so thankful for those of you that do support Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. It means so much to me and to Dr. Gary that we are struggling. Both of us is 4 men. Dr. Gary just runs a practice by himself. He works 6 days a week and out of his own pocket. He makes up the difference between what you give and what we receive. Ladies and gentlemen, we are committed to the cause of the truth. Dr. Gary's telephone number tonight. He'll take your credit card if you'll call between the business hour. A lot of you said that you'd call, and some of you don't get around to it. Don't lie to me. If you're going to call me up and tell you you're going to leave your credit card number with him, do so. And if you ain't, don't waste his time or mine. He's busy working. He has to take time out to talk to you if he gets to come to the phone. If not, just give. He's got 2 or 3 that are working in the front office. Call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Offer an offering to Yahweh and tell him it's for the 8th day message that Pastor Buddy just got through preaching. If you'll do something for the Father, he might do something for you. Would it be wonderful if he'd open up your eyes and let you get circumcised in your heart on the 8th day? And that you could begin to keep the 8th day? Now, if you'd like to send your tithes and offerings, so you can do this now. This is the first time I've done this. But on behalf of those who have sent offerings to WWCR for the Shepherd's Call Ministry and Pastor Buddy and Dr. Garrett, I want to thank you for those who have. And for those of you who have liked it and you didn't know what number to call, I'm going to give you a number. For a WWCR, that's 1-615-255-1300. That's 615-255-1300. And if you'd like to, ask for Tammy or Adam, and they will be glad to take your offering that you could send to them, or they could take your credit card on behalf of the Shepherd's Call. And these folks are fine folks, and they don't fear to take time out for the people that are concerned about their soul, because that's what they're on there for. They have 9 transmitters on, or four transmitters on nine different channels. 400 different religious programming hours. And I hope you remember the Shepherd's Call. I really do. So, very much obliged. Now, if you'd like to have their mailing address, you can mail your offerings in, just especially earmarked it for the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Just mention Pastor Buddy. That's WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. Again, WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. That's the zip code. And send an offering, and we'll be thankful. Yahweh, remember you. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live on the 9th, and we'll talk about it. Let's worship together. You need to know more about the 8th day. I can give you evidence of the 8th day right for our booklet. We'll send you a booklet on the 8th day formulation. And it would open up your mind and understanding. This is something to save you in the last days. Now, if you say you love him and won't keep his commandments, you know the Sabbath is the fourth commandment? Oh, we don't have to do that no more, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Just long we go on Saturday and Sunday. Just long we work. I can worship God 7 days a week. Glory to God. In my heart, I just go worship God. No, you can't. Don't lie. The Father fixed a formula for you to come before him on the day appointed to do no servile work. And he specifically made those 6 days in between the days that he said to keep an 8th day. He specifically said for you to work six. Now, you can't work and preach. I've seen these religious people run around all over the workplace. They're trying to preach their false doctrine. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a time for that. And on the workstation, your company don't appreciate you out of preaching when you ought to be working. On the 6 days you work, by the sweat of your brow. And on the 8th day, you keep you a Sabbath. And you need to know what day that is. Just write for the free information. I'll send you a free formula on how to keep it. Now, call me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, write Pastor Buddy for the formula. Ask for the Sabbath formula on the 8th day. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now again, Pastor Buddy, 423-626-2172. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out here. We don't have a
will cast the golden crown.